Clark's motion to reconsider Senate Bill 512. We also have a motion to reconsider from Representative Minnis on 3371. We've got five members of the Civil Subcommittee present, so we have a quorum.
Objection?
No, that's fine.
We are now on Senate Bill 512. Representative Clark, what is your pleasure?
Well, Madam Chair, there's I don't quite understand what's here in front of me. I had understood that we were going to have a work session this afternoon to move some conceptual amendments and then come back on Friday and tidy things up a bit.
Well, Representative Clark, you need to do it today, and we got time problems. You need to get the thing back before us today.
Okay, then I'll move reconsideration.
Okay.
Is there any discussion on the motion to reconsider? The idea, if I could just explain, the idea is to, if we support the motion to reconsider, we have some amendments that we're going to be considering at a specially called meeting Friday afternoon. There being no further discussion, is there any objection? Senate Bill 512 is reconsidered. We'll have it on the agenda Friday. We're now on House Bill 3371. Representative Minnis?
Now, can we switch back to... You need to do 3371?
3371. Okay. We had a motion to reconsider.
Okay.
Vehicle forfeiture, Representative Minnis.
Well, I guess I'd like to move reconsideration of the issue.
And I guess my concern comes from the fact that nobody is listening.
The fact of what?
Well, why don't I move reconsideration? I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
The motion is to reconsider House Bill 3371. Representative Minnis, to your motion.
Well, I want to find out a little bit more information regarding the parallel issues of having a criminal prosecution and a civil in rem forfeiture, because if you look at what we've done, we've said that with driving under the influence of, or suspended for driving under the influence of intoxicants, we're not going to criminally prosecute them. In fact, we were of the opinion that we can't, because we're going to civilly forfeit their car.
No, for driving while suspended, not for driving under the influence of intoxicants.
That's right. And the parallel I see is that when we did 2282, there is no restriction that there could not be a criminal prosecution for criminal activity in drugs when there has been a coinciding and subsequent civil in rem forfeiture of the material items that have used in the process of that crime and the commission of that crime. There's no bar to any civil any criminal prosecution for criminal activity in drugs, and the two situations are parallel in my mind, and my concern comes from the fact that when we say we're going to make it not a criminal charge, that we create a lot of search and seizure problems and contact problems for officers on the street. And I guess I'd like to get some analysis of why this particular bill is different than 2282, when in that bill we've allowed criminal prosecution to parallel a civil in rem forfeiture proceeding, and in this bill we're saying that we can't do it for some reason.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the motion to reconsider House Bill 3371? Thank you, Representative Minnis.
Can we go on recess civil now?
Well, I think we ought to vote on Representative Minnis' motion to reconsider.
No objection. We're going to do it, no objection?
Is there any objection?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to withdraw my motion and just let the issue proceed to Ways and Means. And it's going to have to, well, is this going to have to go to a Senate hearing or
this
not?
This is definitely going to have to go to Ways and Means, but I don't have an answer on that yet. Representative Calori had asked me the question, and I don't have the definitive answer, but if you look at the potential fiscal impact of the bill, yes. My prediction
I'm going to go ahead and ask for a vote on reconsideration, because there is a possibility it could go to Ways and Means and then subsequently from Ways and Means to our floor and then directly to the Senate floor, and if the committee that would
so what are you doing
down
with your motion?
Well, let's just vote on it if we can get it reconsidered.
Well, she's asking if there's no objection.
Is there any you want
to? No, that's fine. Go ahead.
You want to have you want to decide your motion to reconsider?
Ahead,
is there any
no
objection?
Just go ahead. If there's no objection, then
if there's no objection, then 3371 will be reconsidered.
Now
we'll raise.
You're in recess, right?
We'll be in recess.
Okay. Now,
sure.
Civil sub's over with. Now, full House Judiciary is now in adjourned, not adjourned, is now in session. House Bill 2789, that's straight in or out. Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're looking at the Dash 4 amendments. In Oregon, a utility company cannot transfer a claim against a tenant to the owner of real property without the written consent of the owner. However, utility companies is owned by a local government entity can do such a thing. The measure would prohibit all suppliers of utility services from transferring a claim from a tenant to a landlord unless the supplier has a written contract with the landlord allowing such a transfer.
Representative Edmondson moves House Bill 2789 for due pass as amended.
As amended.
Yeah. Any further discussion? Clerk, call roll.
Representative Bryan?
No.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Flory?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chairman
Mason? Aye. Representative Baum will take care of that later. House Bill 3400.
Maybe Representative Edmondson, I believe.
Representative Edmondson. House Bill 3400.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're looking at the Dash 1 amendments. Several recent Oregon court cases have called into question the ability of local government to promulgate and enforce local ordinances pertaining to civil and criminal conduct where these ordinances are not compatible with state statute. The measure would allow local government to promulgate criminal ordinances where there is no corresponding state statute unless state statutes specifically prohibited such an ordinance. The measure would also allow local government to maintain a civil action against property, also have civil ordinances relating to conduct that is also specifically defined as a crime under state statute. The measure would not permit local ordinances to conflict with limitations imposed in the Civil Forfeiture Bill enrolled House Bill 2282 that passed out of this committee and is currently before the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Who'd like to make a motion on 3400 or... Okay. Representative Minister, House Bill 3400, the floor do pass. Now, just very briefly, gentlemen, ladies, is this, you don't want to keep this around to address the preemption issue?
Chair.
Yes, Representative Clark.
My interest originally in looking at 3400 was not to look at the preemption issue vis-a-vis any other bill currently in the Oregon legislature, but was to look at the preemption question sort of in a larger context.
Is that a yes or no, Representative?
That's a no.
Okay, good.
My impression is that the preemption issue would be dealt with in ways...
That's correct, but I'm just trying to...
Trusting.
Yeah, okay. Are you Representative Callahan?
This is sort of a reverse preemption bill almost, and I guess it probably is, and how broad it is might be a question, but I don't know what they're going to do down in Ways and Means, and I'd kind of like to keep this around as a vehicle, and it's nice having a bill that I believe is requested by the City of Portland that we might be able to put some good all-American preemption language in. So... I'd kind of like to re-refer it if that's possible. If there's any other sentiment of the committee, I hope someone else will make that motion.
That's why I brought up, because I'm very sensitive to this preemptive issue, and I don't want anybody to feel like they didn't get their shot at it. And now Representative Calhoun wants a shot at it. Representative Clark,
my understanding that, notwithstanding the fact that I think House Bill 3470 already preempts localities from doing anything, that there is going to be preemption language added in Ways and Means.
Okay.
If that doesn't happen, then I'll be very, very disappointed, and I'll never trust anybody in this process ever again. But that's a different issue than 3400.
Representative Miller, I'm loath to ask you how you feel on it, but
I had the same mental outlook that Representative Clark did my first year here.
Okay, Representative Calhoun, I note your concern, but
does that mean that Uncle Randy? Does that mean that you don't have that same attitude now?
Sometimes we forget what we've said in earlier times. Okay.
What does the rest of the committee feel on this? Do we send this one out, or do we want? I'm sorry, Representative Calhoun. I don't think you have the votes, but
Miller, where would you be on this if
we still don't have the votes?
We could put out a minority report on something like this to Representative Miller.
I think Representative Callan, if you'd like, he had pretty good assurances, and frankly, if they don't keep their word, which was rather publicly stated, I guess there's a case to be made at a later time about how that was violated.
Oh. Okay, there's no actual motion. We'll call the roll on the bill.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Bryant?
Aye.
Calhoun?
No.
Glory?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Sir
Mason? Aye. That's seven? Seven. 973, Representative Calhoun, anything?
Council was going to explain the. I had a previous concern on this, if she could, on the Ways and Means impact or the fiscal impact on this.
Well,
and apparently there was some.
I mean, are you going to do anything with it?
Well, if I didn't want to have to. If we could just get that explained.
Really quickly, okay. Mr. Chair,
very
Representative
briefly.
Calhoun.
We're running out of time.
When the bill originated in the Senate, it did not
Thank
have a subsequent
much.
Referral. Yeah. The issue of whether or not there'd be a fiscal impact came up during floor debate, and Senator Thorne addressed this issue and said he believed there would not be. It does not look like the pilot
okay.
program will be implemented.
Okay.
There should not be any fiscal impact.
Anything further?
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
What happened to the
civil sub
reconsideration?
In 5 minutes.
Civil subs in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.